Reading further. Reading. It feels good to help. I was sleeping soundly last night when I was woken up by someone's groans. I listened and heard that they were from Sam, a student from Africa. I really intended to go on sleeping, as I suffered from insomnia and had just fallen asleep. But I couldn't, because Sam groaned louder and louder. It showed he was seriously ill. At that time, Robbie, a student from Chongqing, also woke up. We found some medicine and helped Sam sit up to take it. Robbie and I hoped that this would reduce his pain and get him through the difficult time. If only the morning could come quickly, everything would become easier. Things went against our wishes. Sam's condition developed from bad to worse. We called the emergency services, and before long, an ambulance stopped in front of our gate. Robbie and I helped the medical workers get Sam into the vehicle and accompanied him to the hospital. We helped him go through many checkups. After all kinds of tests, we were relieved to hear that the final diagnosis was appendicitis. Fortunately, Sam didn't need an operation because he was rushed to hospital in time and got timely treatment. At daybreak, Sam was much better. Having made sure that he was taken good care of in the hospital, Robbie and I rushed back to prepare for our classes. We were tired, but felt great for having done something good.